Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 125 for August 11th, 2006. Digiset. And now, get ready for Dick. There's a light over in the DiBartolo place. There's a light shining in the DiBartolo place. And I think it must be coming from Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Did you recognize that that was from Rocky Horror Picture Show? Right at the
Were you talking to me? Because I have my fingers in my ears.
Dick DiBartolo, a very good Friday to you. As always on Friday, we dig up a relic from the graveyard of gadgets. You know, that'd be a good name for this. Dick's Gadget Graveyard.
Dick's Gadget Graveyard. Oh, DGG.
DGG. Okay. It's kind of semi-alliterative.
Okay, now I'll say the name again. And you
like
tell
that.
Me
yeah.
if you have a recollection or owned a Digiset.
Digiset. Digiset. Digis, no idea, but let me think if I could figure out what it is. Digiset. It would Digiset. Be a telephone handset shaped like a finger.
Wow.
No?
Nothing like it.
not even close, huh?
Not even
Digiset.
Close.
Wait a minute. Digiset. What? Digiset. Okay. It's digital. It's digital, and it sets it sets somewhere. So, or it's a set of some kind. It's a Digiset. It's a. I have no. I got nothing here. What is it?
Okay, I'll be here. that was 10 minutes. Was that 10 minutes?
No, come on.
Okay, Digiset. When this first came out, I thought this was neat. The problem is, it was neat for about 2 weeks. What it was, Leo, it is an aluminum cassette shell, just like you would put in a cassette player.
Yeah,
and it had. On the first one, I believe, just had onboard memory. And with your USB cable, you would download music to this. I mean, this was strange. I mean, like,
oh, it was an MP3 player. I do remember this.
Yeah. But the thing was, instead of cables or anything and hookups, you took your MP3 player and put the whole MP3 player into a cassette machine. And then they added, you know, what they really needed was the second version had an external memory card slot. Then they added a microphone. Then they added that you could download audio books.
Desperately trying to get somebody to buy this thing, basically.
Right, because basically, you know, like if you looked high tech walking around with an iPod, you did not look high tech walking around with a
there was the problem. It was too retro.
A cassette shell. Very, very retro. Now, the funny thing is the website is still up and running. And they have, in one of the sections, they have some much more modern MP3 players. The Digiset, however, is still listed. And when you click on it, it says it's still for sale for $79.
Really?
However, it does say that the rebate offer expires in August of 2003.
So don't expect a rebate.
Right. And the review on the website is from 2002.
See, that's the problem with a website. There's no real reason why it should ever go away. So we don't really know. They may not be making these anymore.
Yeah, exactly. The thing is, if you click on where to buy, four links come up. And I clicked on every link.
Not one
and
of them.
I typed in Digiset in every one of them, and it says no match.
Yeah.
So
I remember this. I think we reviewed it at one point. Maybe you showed it on the screensavers because it seemed like a good idea because, you know, sometimes you – at least you don't do it so much now. In fact, now Apple's announced that almost all new cars are going to have iPod connectors and so forth. But in the old days, that was the easiest way. You'd just pop it in the cassette player. And
you know, what year did screen – this is 2001.
I see on the website it was this is ironic, the best of show at the Consumer Electronics Show in 2001.
2001,
yeah.
Right?
So we were around then. Screensaver's been around since 98.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know when you started, but if it wasn't you, it was us reviewing it. And, it, you know, it made sense in 98 or whenever it was, 2001.
No, absolutely. Because back then, MP3 players were brand new.
Right.
And everybody, you know, had a big cassette hooked to their stereo. So instead of wiring or FM modulators, you put the whole thing. It was clever.
Oh, yeah. Like, look, I said, I'm looking in the reviews section. We reviewed it July 5th, 2005.
Oh, you did? Oh,
it says,
wow.
Tech TV. But then you click a link, of course, it's not going to find Tech TV, so I can't find the review. Wait a minute, it did. It was on the screensavers. Oh, this is it. This, I feel like I'm traveling back in time. Holy cow. It went to the screensavers site. The non-existent screensavers site.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, it's there. I don't know if I'll be able to find a review of it. So we did review it. It was at one point. Ages ago, and I should have remembered. Because you know what? You didn't tell me it was spelled S-E-T-T-E.
Oh, you were thinking S-E-T?
S-E-T, you see. I was thinking it was a set of some kind.
Do you want to start the podcast over?
No.
And you could take another guess?
No. In fact, I'm just dying to get out of the Gadget Warehouse right now because I'm humiliated. I'm utterly humiliated. You think the Digiset people are embarrassed. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly what was wrong with it, is nobody wanted to be seen carrying a cassette around with headphones stuck into it. It just, that's dumb. Uh-oh. AOL wants to hang up on you. Quick.
Okay. It's so funny that I can't hear that and you can.
I think it's an age thing, Dick. Well, that's all I can think of.
What? Really. Talk louder.
Hey? What? Hello?
You know, did you ever want to get... Were you always a tech person on camera? Because you're so good that I meant to ask you, like, did you ever want to have, like, a variety show or...
Oh, yeah, like that would happen. I think the best I could ever do is be the lower left square on Hollywood Squares. I'm the Charlie Weaver type. You know, like a one joke wonder.
But all your appearances...
What was Charlie Weaver's skill, by the way? Was it his hat? What exactly
I think it was his suspenders.
What exactly?
It was just not a hat.
Did he have an
hat? It was a hat and suspenders. You don't get on television just with a hat.
You know, his daughter is... His daughters are very successful actresses.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Yeah. Rosanna Arquette.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, wasn't it Cliff Arquette?
No, I think he was a stand-up comic.
Yeah, he must have been. But the times were different then. Unless his act was, maybe we just didn't know.
No, I think
No, Charlie Weaver is Cliff Arquette. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the guy with the hat. It's a strange act.
He's not with us anymore,
No, but his daughters, Patricia and Rosanna, are successful actresses.
Wait a minute. Is the daughter the one that does Medium?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, she's beautiful. Patricia Arquette.
Yeah, because I did the takeoff on Medium.
What did you call it? Half?
Tedium.
Tedium.
you know, really, she's a psychic.
Yeah. Medium, right, tedium. Okay. I get it. I like it. He did a Letters from Mama was his act.
Oh, that's it. That? Yes. Yeah. Down Home.
Mount
home
Ida.
Yeah. I do remember now.
Grandpa Og.
Yeah.
Which is funny because now we have Og Vorbis. So he would have been really... Grandma Og had a metal plate in her head that could receive TV signals.
Well, you do too, don't you?
Yes. As a matter of fact, that's how I'm channeling this right now. Who needs a mixer? I've got a plate in my head.
Right. Who needs an MP3 player?
Not me. Not one shaped like
a cassette. He downloads music directly to his brain.
All right, friends. We've dribbled on long enough. I think it's time to... I like that, Dick. In this type of case, we don't make its own gravy. We make its own gas. Oi, right here.
Oi, was I hungry.
Dick DiBartolo, have a wonderful weekend.
You too, pal. And I can't wait till next week when we do our second Turn the Table Tuesday.
You're going to mock me, I know. Actually, you can't mock me because you gave me the idea for this.
Oh, okay.
So you'll have to like it.
Okay.
We'll be back next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
D.
See you later.
I'll be here.
Why? It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz. It's the Daily Giz Whiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.